بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation on القواعد والأصول الجامعة والفروق والتقاسيم البديعة النافعة, the basic rulings, principles of fiqh, beneficial and eloquent classifications and differentiations by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sadi rahimahullah. And this is now foundation 22 and 23. The title of the foundation is As-Sulhu Jaizun Bain al-Muslimin Illa Sulhan Ahalla Haraman أو حرم حلالا والمسلمون على شروطهم إلا شرطا أحل حراما أو حرم حلالا. Now, the translation of the meaning of the foundation is reconciliation and agreements are permissible amongst Muslims except those rendering the unlawful lawful or the lawful unlawful, and Muslims are upon their conditions except a condition making the haram halal, the unlawful lawful, and vice versa. I repeat, reconciliation, the heading of the foundation is reconciliation and agreements are permissible amongst Muslims except those rendering the unlawful lawful or the lawful unlawful. And Muslims are upon their conditions, and Muslims are upon their conditions except a condition making the haram halal, the unlawful lawful, or vice versa. This title or these foundations are the basis for a narration which is authenticated by more than one of the Imams, by more than one of the Imams of Hadith. And the hadith in origin is authenticated by way of its many transmissions. These two foundations are of great benefit, and the origin of this matter is that all kinds of reconciliation taking place between people are permissible as long as they don't lead them into haram, into that which is unlawful, or make them abandon an obligation. So therefore, reconciliation with the attesting to the right and with its denial is valid for example, if someone claims that this watch in the hand of another person is his, and the other person tells him, yes, it's yours, but I intend to reconcile on it with you by giving you, for example, $30, and the watch will be mine. You see, this is a type of what? Of reconciliation with the attestation of a right. Clear? A reconciliation with an attestation of the right. Clear? And also, the reconciliation here took place by other than the kind of the item, right? It was for money, isn't it? And that is valid. Clear? Clear? Now, what about in the case of the denial? Right? The case of that denial. The same example. He tells him, this is my watch. He says, no, it's not yours. Now, they fear that the matter will prolong. The dispute will prolong. So they reconcile. This is valid. And this is a reconciliation with denial. Is that clear? Is that clear? This is the example on the reconciliation with the denial. However, the reconciliation in this matter, with respect to the one, to one of them who is lying, listen carefully, the reconciliation with respect to whoever is lying from them is invalid, although on the apparent it is valid. On the other hand, if one of them knows that he is liar, then the reconciliation with respect to him is invalid, and his dealing in the matter of compensating or returning in return whatever he took for this false claim is batil, is invalid, and his affair rests with Allah. However, in this life, we correct the reconciliation. You see, we consider it on the apparent as valid. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hisabuhu ala Allah. His recompense is with Allah. So in this case, he claims that this watch in the hand of such and such is his. So he responds and tells him, this is not yours. And so they reconcile such that he will give him some other watch. The reconciliation here is permissible, and it is a reconciliation of the denial type. However, the liar amongst them, it is not permissible for him to reconcile, because he is a falsifier. Now, similarly, the reconciliation on established rights to be dropped by the one who owns them. By the one who owns them. Like, for example, the choice of a defect. The choice of a defect. Example. You buy an item or an article and you discover in it a defect. So you take it to the one from whom you bought it and you tell him, I found in it a defect. So he tells him, okay, I will give you. I will give you. And then we reconcile. I will give you to compensate for that, and we reconcile. Now, so for example, I will take off it, off this, you know, such and such from the cost. Or I'll give you such and such. You understand? So they agreed. So this is permissible. And there is nothing wrong with this. There is nothing wrong with this. Okay. Let me interrupt a little bit here. Just a second, please. طيب. So this is clear now so far, right? Okay. Another example on this. Another example. Also reconciliation in the established rights. We are talking about the reconciliation now in the established rights. Take for example the right of الشفعة. الشفعة. What is الشفعة? It means preempting the sale of a co-owner's share to another. Okay, this is the meaning of الشفعة. Preempting the sale of a co-owner's share to another. Example. If there is a property, a real estate, shared between Zayd and Amr. Okay? Between Zayd and Amr. Now, Amr sells his share to Khalid. Okay? You understand so far? Amr and Zayd share a property, share a real estate, a piece of real estate. So Amr sells his part to Khalid. Sells his part to Khalid. Now, Zayd has the right to take from Khalid this part for the price he put. You understand? For the price he bought it for. Okay? This is the right of Shufa. This is the right of the Shufa. It means there is a real estate shared in ownership between Zayd and Amr. Right? Now, Amr sold his share to Khalid. You see, but this is a co-owned property. So, Zayd has the right to take from Khalid this part for the same, for the cost which he paid in order to buy. So, if Khalid desires this property and says, I will give you in return, compensating, okay, and in this way I will drop your right for this Shufa, according to the correct opinion, then it is valid. According to the correct opinion, it is valid. This is the right of preempting. This is known as the right of preempting. So because Ali now is, Khalid is a third party. And in this case here, Zayd can legally request Ali to sell the part for him, to him, by the right of preempting. You know, because there could be harm in this business transaction. Harm inflicted on Zayd. You understand? Can be forced. So therefore here, if they reconcile, then it is valid. Why? Because in this case, Zayd has the right, the established right. And he can make reconciliation on his established right. You understand? This is the another example.
No.
In the cases of preempting, al-shufa. Another thing is also of these types is In business transactions, both the buyer and the seller have the right to stipulate an option. Look, they have the right to stipulate and quote an option to cancel period, an interval during which either party may cancel the agreement, and it's up to 3 days. You understand? This is known as option to cancel period. This is known as option to cancel period. Okay. So if someone goes into this transaction between a buyer and the seller, and he reconciles on this quote option to cancel period, he can reconcile. Then the reconciliation of sulh jaiz. Example: I buy from you a house for 10,000, such that I will have the option to cancel period, the 3 days. So the seller reconciles and he says, we shouldn't have the sale suspended. I will reconcile with you for this option to cancel period, and he gives him, say, also 10,000. And you agree. You, the seller, you are the buyer, you agree, because this is your right. In this case, there is no harm. You understand? Because you drop your right. You drop your right for reconciliation. So if you have an established right and you drop your right for reconciliation, then there is no harm. And these are examples on this. Because of the generality of the hadith's applicability, and because there is no mahdoor shari'i, there is no legal impediment. Similarly, if he reconciles with him on cases involving a diya, indemnity for a intentional killing, if both sides, the victim and the victim's family, agree on an indemnity of lesser than the amount, for example, then this is legally valid. Then this is legally valid. And so also with respect to parts, injury in parts, the same thing. Also the same thing if he reconciles with the individual of with a person on an unknown value of debt, unknown value for the debt and the rights. He reconciles for a known value. This matter is very beneficial. Between two people there can be a transaction involving debts, unknown. So they sit together and they come to an agreement and an estimate, known estimate, and each one of them cancels the debt for the other, clears the other from responsibility. This is permissible, and this is so much beneficial. Why? Because many people involved in these transactions were overwhelmed with worries because of these debts, which they don't know their real value or estimate or amount. So in this case, they are relieved because of these reconciliations. Is that clear? From that also, is the reconciliation between one of the spouses concerning some of their rights, either of the past or of the future, For example, if she sees in him no more inclination towards her, so she may drop some of her rights in order for him to keep her undivorced. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, she can drop some of her rights. Yes, chapter 4, 128. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَابًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. And if a woman fears cruelty or desertion on her husband's part, there is no sin on them both if they make terms of peace between themselves. And making peace is better. Look at this. And making peace is better. And now, this statement, as-sulhu khayr, was-sulhu khayr, and making peace is better, is a general statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say the peace between them is better. You understand? There's difference. Allah said, and making peace is better. Allah did not say as-sulhu baynahuma khayr. Peace between them is better. He didn't say that. Why? In order to make it clear that all reconciliation of peace, what? All of them are better. All are good. General. And from this, is the saying of Allah in Surah An-Nisa 4:19. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing, and Allah brings though or through it a great deal of good. Listen, here Allah did not say فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوهُنَّ. He said, it may be that you dislike a thing. He didn't say, it may be that you dislike them. You see that? Why? In order to make it general in terms of its applicability. To make it general. So many things, you know, man disliked, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in them so much good, isn't it? From that, ya amatullah, is a woman dropping some of her rights to remain with her husband. Do you remember the story of Sauda bin Zam'a? Do you know who is she? Sauda. She was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, now you know her name. She gave her night to whom, ya amatullah? To whom did she? Okay. She gave her right for the night to Aisha radiallahu anhuma. Why? In order to remain with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. she relinquished that for a greater benefit. So, similarly, the reconciliations regarding all the kinds of disputes and quarrels between people and denial of rights, reconciliation in them is good, and its benefit is great. Similarly, in accordance with the correct opinion, the deferred debt, to reconcile a deferred debt for a partial fulfillment of the debt, this is in accordance with the correct opinion, such reconciliation is valid. For example, Zayd owes you $1,000 deferred for 1 year. You say to Zayd, give me $800 now and I will drop the remaining $200. This is permissible, although some scholars did not consider it as such. They said this is riba, this is usury, because he took $800 for the $1,000. Yes, inshallah. The answer is, there is no riba in this. This is not riba. This is not usury. Why? In this case, the debtor is benefiting. And also, the creditor is benefiting from another angle. What is the benefit of the creditor in this case? What? He... What? Yes. Get the payment early. Early return of the money. Yes. His right. So each one of them benefited, isn't it? Each one of them is benefiting, isn't it? While with riba, with usury, the injustice is from one side, is on one side. Because the one who is paying more is what? There is injustice on him. You see that? So therefore, the correct opinion, it is as the author, rahimahullah, explained, that the reconciliation on part of the loan or the debt for immediate payment is okay. Inshallah, the next part of these reconciliation aspects, we will talk about several forms of them. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.